A veteran has been charged with murder after shooting and killing three teenagers who broke into his home. Ironically, the charges were brought by the parents of the teens themselves. One mother even said, "If you hadn't fought back, my child would still be alive. He was only robbing you, but you killed him. You need to pay for this." It all happened around 4 in the morning in Rockdale County, Georgia, when three masked teenagers approached the veteran's house. They attempted to break in, planning a robbery after noticing the veteran had been living alone and believing no one would notice if he suddenly disappeared. As the teenagers rummaged through the living room, the elderly man heard them and confronted the intruders, sparking an intense confrontation. Gunshots rang out, waking up neighbors who immediately called 911. Police arrived to find all three teens shot in the living room. Two of them later died at the hospital, and one was pronounced dead at the scene. Family members later confirmed that among the dead were two brothers, ages 15 and 16. After the incident, the parents of the teens were distraught and furious, insisting the homeowner's actions were excessive and demanding prosecutors charge him with murder. But the veteran consistently maintained he acted purely in self-defense because his life was in danger. However, eyewitness testimony painted a different picture. Witnesses confirmed the teens were not only masked, but also armed and had fired shots into the house first. The homeowner only returned fire after coming under attack. After reviewing the evidence, the jury and police rejected the parents' demands. Under Georgia's self-defense laws and the state's Stand Your Ground provision, they ruled the homeowner's actions were justified and lawful. This veteran fought for his country when he was young. Now he found himself alone and defenseless in his own home and took action to protect himself. Do you think this qualifies as self-defense? Share your thoughts in the comments.